This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Kara, you have some takeaways from two recent reports last week. First, March dairy supply and utilization, and second, China's April dairy imports.
Yeah, so some interesting takeaways from the March supply and utilization. This report really showed us that after a slow start to the year, total cheese consumption did turn positive in March. Stronger year over year, driven by slight gains in both domestic use, but primarily the big thing here was incredible export volumes for both American and other cheese varieties. Total cheese exports in March hit a new all-time high for that month. These also contributed to that rise in the CME spot rally we've observed over the month of April, but shipments could begin to fall off later in the year as these higher price points no longer provide the same value to international buyers.
I understand that powder utilization was down considerably.
Yes, powder utilization was down both on a domestic and international usage. It's been down 6 of the last 8 months, and the number has fallen on a year-over-year basis, particularly to China. Those powder exports have slowed.
And speaking of China, China's latest import data looks like it's still the spoiler as far as global trade.
Yeah, taking a look there, you know, there wasn't anything particularly shocking this month. Powder demand has been lackluster for the country, particularly for skim milk powder. One bright spot, fats have improved. The fat market is rather tight globally right now. There are reports of tighter AMF inventories in New Zealand. So we're seeing buyers look to secure product, and that's also why we're seeing quite the rise in AMF prices on the global dairy trade auction.
I think it was surprising to see that U.S. cheese exports to China were actually down, considering how price advantage, you know, the U.S. was.
Yeah, I think on that side of things, one of the things we look at especially is the variety of cheese. So China had much greater imports of cheese from Europe. Interesting takeaway here, especially because for most since November 2023, European cheese prices have carried quite the premium, roughly 50 cents to the U.S. But I think the big takeaway here is just understanding the variety of cheese matters at the end of the day. So maybe not as much cheddar going to China, maybe other varieties, and that's why they're looking to Europe instead of the U.S.
Thank you, Kara. Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Words are like very powerful seeds, and the type of seeds you plant determine the type of harvest that you can expect. Words are also like seeds in that they often take time before we see a harvest from what we have planted.
We must be very careful about the words that we plant. Words that you speak impact your own life and every other person who hears them. Plant words of hope, love, or encouragement, and you'll harvest accordingly.
Words you listen to and believe about yourself will direct the future of your life. You can't always control the words that others speak to you, but you can choose which ones you will believe.
Being aware of the words you use is vital. If you want to capitalize on the positive effect words can have, you simply have to be more intentional about choosing the right words.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The full House of Representatives now has a new farm bill proposal to consider after the House Agriculture Committee advanced the measure early Friday. We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Mr. Chairman, on that vote, the yeas are 33, the nays are 21.
A majority having voted in favor, the motion is agreed to, and H.R. 8467, as amended, will be reported favorably to the House.
The passage of the House version of a 2024 Farm Bill. Committee Chair Glenn Thompson with the announcement. The latest step in efforts by Congress to approve a new Farm Bill by the September 30th deadline. The Senate Ag Committee is expected to mark up its version of a farm bill sometime this summer, yet consideration of a full farm bill by either chamber of Congress may not occur until September. The reason? Debate and consideration of bills associated with fiscal year 2025 federal appropriations. Those measures also need to be considered before September's end.
Again, that's USDA Radio's Rod Bain, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.